No, this is a Bhajan Rahasyam class, and we're on the seventh verse of Shikshastakam, describing this Saptama Yam Sadhana, the type of sadhana that the Bhava Bhaktis, or excuse me, the Prema Bhaktis, Premi Bhaktis engage in, the kind of experiences and appreciations they have of Krishna's Leelas. Our discussion has been pretty much describing different aspects of Braja Prem and all the, and some of the technicalities of it all, which is phenomenal to hear about. It's amazing, the extent and depth of the love of the gopis for Krishna. So we're hearing about this Mahabhav, because this whole bhajan is about viraha, viraha Prem. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagatsavam govinda virahiname. That devotees like Radharani and the gopis, they feel like, they actually feel in their hearts that a moment, a blink of an eye away from Krishna is devastating. It is like burning in hell. It's like burning alive, being someone throwing gasoline all over your body, or you say petrol. Petrol all over your body and then lighting you up, and you're just tied down somewhere and you can't move. You have to sit there and your skin burns off and peels off, and finally the intense pain and heat is so great that you fall unconscious and just die and burn up and leave your body in a pool of mess, whatever. So they're burning alive in separation, just blink of an eye, not seeing Krishna, they start burning in the fire of separation. So this verse is spoken in that kind of mood by Lord Chaitanya in this Radha Bhav in the Gambira in the last few years or few moments that he was here. That I feel one moment away from Krishna to be like a millennium. Not just a millennium, not like a lot of time and I'm sitting around passing my time nicely. But no, it's a millennium. I'm feeling 1 minute not seeing Krishna is like thousands of years not seeing Krishna, millions of years, and every one of those years I'm burning alive, I'm in a fire. So it's not only separation by time, but there's the conditions too. You feel like you're burning alive. So this is a symptom of Mahabhav. So Mahabhav has two divisions. One is Ruda and Adiruda. Adiruda has two divisions, Modan and Madan. In Modan, Mahabhav, Radha and Krishna feel some anguish and fear due to their separation. So this is in separation. In special situations, Modan Bhav turns into Mohan Bhav. This little, anyway, try to follow. When all the sattvic bhav is fully manifested once, Mohan Bhav is unique to Radha only. When Radharani enters a state of Mohan Bhav in her separation from Krishna, then Krishna himself will faint even though he's far away embracing another gopi. So sometimes Krishna, he's meeting with some other gopi, maybe Chandravali or some other gopi, and he was supposed to meet with Radharani, but the course of love and Krishna's loving affairs, it moves like this, crooked like a snake, unpredictable this way, that way, not in a straight line, not in a predictable, systematic way. It's spontaneous. It's according to Krishna's whim or will. And everyone's just moving with it. Whatever his desire is, everyone is following it. So he didn't come to meet Radharani, so she's feeling so much separation. Her separation heightens and heightens to different levels. When it goes to this level, then this Mohan level, this is Mohan Bhav, Mohan, Adiruda Mahabhav, it's called Mohan, and only Radharani experiences this, that she's feeling so much pain that Krishna may be embracing another gopi, but because Krishna's heart and Radharani's heart are actually one, that he's with another gopi embracing, and he faints in her embrace. And that gopi may be thinking that Krishna's... Krishna's feeling such ecstasy with me that he's fainted. He's gone unconscious. I'm really special. She may think I'm really special. I've created this this reaction in Krishna. But actually Krishna somehow, what Radharani's experience in separation, she's feeling so much pain that Krishna feels it and then he faints. And even the, and so it says, although Radharani is agonized or in agony and separation, she still thinks only of the happiness of Krishna. Even the birds and beasts of Vrindavan, they cry in separation from Krishna. Actually, when Krishna leaves the forest at the end of the day, or at the end of the night, and he goes back home, then the birds in the trees, they start crying. And the animals, the deer, they start crying. Because they feel, because they can see him and they can follow him with their wings, they can fly after him and hear his flute and see his pastimes and just take part. They take part also. The beasts like the deer and the peacocks, the birds, they enter the pastimes, they take part. And they play a crucial role. And then when Krishna leaves, then their seva is finished. Then they have no seva, and then they feel so much anguish of separation. Oh, Krishna's going back to Nandagon. And they start crying. Even the, what to speak of the gopis, how much agony they feel. When Mohan Bhav reaches its climax, it's manifest as something called Divya Unmad, which is a state of divine love, resembling a state of utter confusion. Divine love madness. Divya means divine, and mad means madness, unman. Divine love madness. So this is Divyon Mad Adiruddha Mahabhav is expressed in two forms. It's called Udgorna and Chitra Jalpa. Udgorna means bewildering activities, giddiness and whirling motions. And Chitra Jalpa, in other words, Udgorna is some physical expressions of the moving of the body and just being like in a total delirium and separation from Krishna. And Chitra Jalpa, it's like Japa, right? But it's Jalpa. These are 10 types of different emotional ravings or outbursts. And this is described in Brahmar Gita, chapter 47, the 10th canto, the Song of the Bee. Radharani speaks to the bumblebee. She says all these crazy things. Oh, bumblebee, you come here from Mathura? You want to carry me to Mathura? Oh, you think you can carry me? Okay, let's go. You carry me. How can a bumblebee carry a human being, a person? It's not possible. And there's so many talks. And when Radharani's speaking, this Chitra Jalpa, these 10 different types of insane or crazy ravings or rantings, these talks, it's due because she's feeling some resentment about Krishna meeting another gopi or going away, in this case to Mathura. All these 10 types of Chitra Jalpa are in this Mohan state of Adiruddha Mahabhav. These are in Brahmar Gita, 10th canto, chapter 47, verse 12 through 21. As prema progresses to the topmost extent, full of jubilation and all types of bhavas, it is called, now this is the other type, Madan. It's called Madan Adiruddha Mahabhav. Sometimes called Madanakya Mahabhav. This is found only in Srimati Radharani at the time of meeting Sri Krishna. In Madanakya Mahabhav, Srimati Radharani simultaneously feels the pleasure of union and the pangs of separation. Even when Radharani is engaging in prem dalliance, means enjoying intimately with Krishna, embracing him and kissing him, she thinks about their impending separation, then she feels sorrow. At this time, Radharani feels simultaneous separation and union, and union and separation. So this is the Madan type of Adiruddha Mahabhav, called Madan, that Radharani is with Krishna. But still, because these Mahabhavs, this Adiruddha Mahabhav is about separation. But this, the Mohan, she's in separation, she's completely she is separated. But here, she's with, and this doesn't happen all the time. It's not that every time Radharani's with Krishna, she feels this bhava. It's a type of exaltation and prema. It just goes to that state. She's with Krishna, they're enjoying so beautifully and intimately together. Then this thought comes in her mind. But Krishna may leave. He'll go back to the cows, or he'll go back to Nandagaon, or he'll return. The sunrise will come and he'll leave me. And then she enters into, her heart slips into that inevitability. And then she starts to feel separation and feel very pain and becomes very sad and sorrowful. And Krishna looks and says, "What is this?" You know, you imagine you're with someone in a very intimate setting and very happy, and all of a sudden the beloved starts crying. Oh, say, "What's wrong?" And, "Oh, I was just thinking of my dog that died yesterday." Or something in my mind, I'm with you and I'm relishing your company, but somehow my mind twicked off and turned off, and I thought about my favorite dog that died yesterday and I just started crying. I mean, it sounds ridiculous. But Radharani's not like that. But she's with Krishna, and then suddenly this thought comes. It's only a thought in her mind. Krishna's not going anywhere. He's right with her. But this thought comes as a thought, then it creates emotions, then the emotions, they stir the heart, then the heart starts moving in different ways and moving the body, then she starts crying, and then different anubhavas come. Anubhavas are following that bhav, following that mood. So there's different anubhavas or feelings that follow Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav. So then Radharani expresses that. She shows envy towards Krishna's flute and his flower garland. And she starts speaking like, "What is this flute? What is this flower garland? They're enjoying my property. They're enjoying Krishna. What is it? What is this flower garland doing?" And then another symptom of this Madanakya Mahabhav is that Radharani, these are two anubhavas. One is she starts showing envy, not towards another gopi, but towards a bamboo piece of wood. "Hey, what are you doing? You flute, you piece of bamboo, you vamshi, you murali," because murali is a feminine gender word and feminine gender. "Says you murali, you sucky, you murali, you sucky, you're kissing Krishna, you rascal." And then she starts praising so she condemns and shows envy towards this flute and this flower garland. And the other side, she starts praising. Radharani praises the fortune of anything even slightly related to Krishna, like a blade of grass, a creeper, which may have accidentally been touched by Krishna's feet, even though at that moment Radharani may be wrapped in Krishna's embrace. So Bhaktivinoda has some verses to describe this, and from Bhajan Rahasyam, which is why I'm giving this introduction, and we'll discuss those next year. So, because the time is over, it ends at 5:00. But what's happening here is Radharani is embracing Krishna, and she starts thinking that Krishna is going to leave, and then she starts feeling separation, this Madanakya. She's with Krishna, so there's union, but then the union is impenetrated with separation. There's Mohanakya, that's only, Krishna's not there, and she's separated and having different experiences. Now she's directly, intimately with Krishna. But this is another type of Mahabhav, where this feeling comes over that she's separated and about to be separated, and she feels he's not here. Then she starts, her mind starts thinking, "Oh, the blades of grass." And she starts speaking like this sometimes. And she's sitting on Krishna's lap, and he's looking at her. She's, "Where are you, Radharani? Hello? 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 Are you there, Radharani? Where are you?" She's lost in her own Mahabhav. And she's displaying this Mahabhav to Krishna, and this Mahabhav mystifies Krishna's mind completely. He cannot understand it. He cannot figure it out. It intrigues him. So that intrigue has forced him to take another body. That intrigue and mystique, the mystique of Radharani's Mahabhav, has forced Krishna to reappear as Gauranga to understand Radharani's Mahabhav. Because he can, as Krishna, he cannot understand it. He remains awed by it. "What is this?" And she starts speaking. "Oh, grass. Imagine, she's like this with Krishna. And she says, Krishna's there and she just looks like this. "Oh, grass, you're so fortunate. Oh, Trina, you're so, Krishna embraces you with his feet when he walks in the pastures with the cows. I am not as fortunate. Oh, you're so fortunate. I am not so fortunate. He, for 8 hours a day, he's walking on, he's embracing you when he's walking behind the cows, and I'm separated from him all day long. And I can't meet with him until the evening. You're so much more fortunate than I am. So Radharani is considering in her Madanakya Mahabhav, Adiruddha Mahabhav, she's considering when this bhav, when this Mahabhav enters her heart and takes over her mind and senses, she's genuinely considering in her pangs of separation that a blade of grass, an insignificant lowly blade of grass in Vrindavan, and there's billions of them, how many billions of blades of grass, she considers that one of those blades of grass is much more fortunate than I am. She genuinely feels like this, and she speaks like this, and tears are coming down her eyes, and Krishna's hearing her speak and looking at her and thinking, how much love Radharani has for me, how much intense attachment. It's unfathomable. It's incomprehensible. I can't understand it. But it thrills my heart. It forces me, it increases my attachment moment by moment. The more so, because Radharani only displays all these different bhavas to please Krishna and to satisfy him and to attract him more and more. And it goes on and on and on. It never ends. So by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Gurudev and Radha and Krishna, we hope that we can all meet again next year and discuss these wonderful topics from the Viparlamba Bhajan chapter, Viparlamba Prem Bhajan chapter. And who knows, maybe by next year everyone will be in, have attained Prema Bhakti. So then we will all be sitting here crying and rolling on the ground, hearing these topics and experiencing different sattvic bhavas and relishing the divine ecstasy of entering Krishna's eternal pastimes on the banks of Shyamakund. So I want to thank everyone from the core of my heart, especially most of all of you who have come here every day for the whole month of Kartik to engage us in some small service, trying to speak something. And I want to thank all of you for being here, because somehow by your association we've been able to say something in the glorification of Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya and our Guru. And if I made any offenses in my delivery, please forgive me. And I hope that you've received something of benefit for your own bhajan. And I pray to Giridhari and Radharani and Srila Prabhupada that everyone here will become very strong devotees and come to the platform of relishing this prema bhakti, which we're all hankering to attain, and attain the eternal service of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. This is our aspiration and the goal of our lives. The prema seva of Radharani and the groves of Vrindavan. So, thank you. Hare Krishna.